Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen's Team Realness, $100. Femme Queen Performance, $200. Butch Queen's Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacrosse.com. The House of Christian Lacrosse, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. Lacrosse, sweetie. Lacrosse. J'adore Vivienne, la vie et moi. Gucci, Fendi et Prada. Valentino, Armani, tout. Mais I love them, Jimmy, too.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, 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 wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. How is everybody on the phone lines? How is everybody in the motherfucking chat room? Bitches, we are here and we are back and we are live on the motherfucking air. Hey, Lisa. I want to say hi to Justice. Hey, Poppy. To Black. Definitely to my new bitch, your girlfriend, Miss 15 Inches, honey, bitch. How you doing, bitch? Because you came up here, Miss Thang, and you gagged the girls, Miss Thang. Since we recapping the show, Miss Thang, from last week, honey, I definitely have to tell all the girls, Miss Thang. Miss 15 came up here last weekend, bitch, on a classic What the Fuck Tuesdays, Miss Thang. Yes, What the Fuck Tuesdays is going to be back in the motherfucking lineup, bitch. And Miss 15 came up here and she did not play with the girls, Miss Thang. The girls came up here, Miss Thang, and they tried to read and they said their name. Miss 15 gave the very, I got your card too, bitch. You better hang up the phone. As the girls hung up the phone, bitch. But yes, definitely this weekend, honey, I was definitely in the building at the Icon David Ultimate Ball and Larry Ebony, the Icon Larry Ebony's ball this weekend. I'm definitely going to be recapping that ball for y'all in a few minutes, Miss A. Girl, when I tell you, 10 snaps and a drop. It was horrible, bitch. And I'm definitely going to be recapping the Rumble for y'all that happened last night. It was definitely a flop also, girls, bitch. It was a flop all weekend long, we're saying, baby. The balls was really a flop. So I don't really know. Basically, you know, we were, you know, it's going to be a lot of, you know, just about a seen our pants tonight, Miss Thang, because the balls was horrible, Miss Thang. Maybe somebody in another state can come and tell me about the balls that happened in St. Louis this weekend. It was definitely a rumble this weekend in St. Louis. They could definitely call it. If any other state had a ball, let us know about the balls. But, baby, the balls this weekend here in New York, it was a bummer, honey, bitch. Yes. Oh, baby, girl, if you know, 15, if you want to, you know, all you got to do is press 115 and we can take flight, honey. You know, I don't have a problem with taking flight. Look, I know Nicole is out there. She listening. Nicole, 15 is requesting you on the line. I know she out there listening because she's online on Yahoo, so she probably listening to the show. She just haven't called in. But Nicole, the girl is requesting you to come on the phone, honey, and they're requesting Tyshawn. Tyshawn is on his way back to Brooklyn. We'll get him up here real soon for you too, 15. He just left my house, honey. We gotta get him up here, and we gotta do the damn thing, honey, and get this motherfucking shit started, honey, because it's going to be a mess. But all you girls is out there, if you definitely want to have a commercial like the House of LaCroix and like the North Carolina Awards Ball, you could definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, and only for the price of $100, I can make you a commercial, and it will end. Your commercial will air. When we're on the air, your commercial will definitely air all night long, Miss Thang, and then the Wednesday before your function, you could definitely come up here and talk about your function. So if you definitely want to get down with that promotion and everything, girls, definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, and we can definitely get that popping for you, okay? Honey, hold on. Let me get the LaCrosse. I never play.
We have to put back on our professional phases because at the end of the day...
Models, guest list, just do your best, darling. LaCrosse, please.
Fabulous, wonderful,
no,
and remember,
I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champagne's all right for you, Pat. Love it, sweetie. Should we finish off the blue, or should we have some nice salmon and nibbly things?
Oh,
whatever, sweetie.
All right,
we'll finish off the blue.
The House of Christian LaCroix.
Magnificent, A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th, location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen's Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen's Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Space, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, Sweetie. LaCroix. J'adore mes vieux navires et moi, Gucci, Fendi et Prada, Valentino, Armani, tout, mais I love them, Jimmy, too.
We are definitely back live on the air. That was the House of LaCroix commercial coming to you March 19th in Richmond, Virginia at the Skateland, honey. Be there because I'm going to be in the motherfucking building. Rec, L.A., L.A., C-R-I-L. Yes! Well, but let me definitely get on to this weekend, honey. Well, Saturday here in New York City, at the Community Center in Lincoln Center, it was David Ultimer and Larry Ebony's ball this weekend. And girls, when I tell you, it was just like Miss Thang, the extravaganzas had five tables. I have been out for 15 years, Miss Thang, and I have never been to a ball. It's no shade to anybody. I have never been to a ball when the extravaganzas won everything but Thug Realness and Runway and the Old Way. Everything else besides that, the extravaganzas won. If anybody that's on the phone lines or anybody that's in the chat room can tell me when the last time they've been to a ball, Miss Thang, and the extravaganzas won everything, please feel free to press 1 to me. And come up here and let me know, because I was just gagging. I was just gagging at all of that that just went on this weekend. And they was really feisty and everything. But it was definitely good to see some of the older queens that was definitely out in the building. Definitely got to give a big shout out to all the icons that was in the building. The icons was definitely in the building, from Michael Dupree to Miss Brooke Extravaganza. Who else was in the building? Anthony Extravaganza was in the building. Hata was in the building. Jose was in the motherfucking building. It was the girls was out. Mother Giselle was out. Mother Paris was out. Who else was in the building? It was a lot of, oh my God, it was so many girls that was in the building. It was definitely a ball to definitely, like, definitely be in the ball. Julia LaBeja was definitely out in the motherfucking building. The girls was out in the building. And it was cute. It was actually a really cute ball to definitely be at for these younger girls, Miss Thang, to be at. It was definitely a ball for them to be at, Miss Thang. But the extravaganzas did win everything all night long. Nobody walked the grand prize. Nobody really walked the mini grand categories, but all the other categories, the girls did participate, and the girls definitely did walk, Miss Thang. The ball was supposed to start at 10 o'clock. The ball didn't start until about, I think, about 12, and then the ball was over at 2, Miss Thang, and they did the first half, and I think like 3 or 4 categories in the second half, and really didn't get to finish the rest of the categories in the second half. And that was basically the whole ball, Miss Thang, and a whole ball in a nutshell, Miss Thang. And what new tea you got, honey? Send it over. Send me a private. Send it over, honey. And that was the whole nutshell of the night. And the last night was the New York City Rumble, which here in New York City. And it was hosted by Jack Mizrahi and Big Ben Production. And it wasn't cute at all, Miss Thang. It's no shade to the girls, Miss Thang, but it was not cute, Miss Thang. It was more people out on the ball on Saturday than it was on Sunday, Miss Thang. It was not really cute at all. Rodney Millar was definitely in the building on Saturday. Myself was in the building on Saturday. Who else was in the building on Saturday? I see. Miss Lola and Miss Paris was in the building, and I gagged, Miss Thang, and the girls was just coming up to me all night long because Miss Lola and Miss Paris was in the building, and they was talking, Miss Thang, all night long, and the girls came up to me, and they was like, Miss Kelly, why is Lola and Paris over there talking? Didn't Miss Paris just knock her in the head with a bottle, Miss Thang, and try to cut her face and everything? And I was like, yeah, but they was like, they was girlfriends, Miss Thang, and so when they said that to me, I looked over at them, Miss Thang, and I read Lola's lip when my girlfriend went over and asked her, Miss Thang, and she gave the raise. She apologized. She said, sorry, but Miss Lola was definitely in the building with her big black bouncer, Miss Thang. Miss Lola has her own security, Miss Thang, that she come out to the balls in the club with, but she was definitely in the building with her big black bouncer, and he was definitely up on the judges' panel with her last night. She said her security for the queens, honey. She needs security for the girls. So the girls was definitely in the building. Mother Trace was in the building last night. It was this other naughty queen in the building last night. She's a legend, Miss Thang, but she's a not, Miss Thang. She was definitely in the building. Who else was in the building? Oh, Miss Ricky, Miss Glove, Miss Mother Glove, Miss Ricky Allure. She was in the building. Who else was up in the building? Oh, Miss Nanushka, Deshawnee Visu, Kelly Garcon was up in the building last night. And who else? I don't really know, honey. Oh, Tyshawn was in the building, honey. The Cards was in the building. Grand prize to the House of Khan for winning the $500 for the House That Rocked last night. And at the Rumble, the Khans did win the House That Rocks last night. Hey, Keisha, how you doing? They won that last night. That was $500 to the House of Khan, Miss Thang. Works at the House of Khan. What else, honey? Oh, Jasmine Icon is no longer Jasmine Icon. She's now China Khan. It's her new name. She's now China Khan. She has left the House of Icon, and now she is China Khan. Grand prize to her and Tiny Khan for the $500 for the top 10 challenges of female figure performance last night. So, you know, it's a baby, go ahead. Yes, she's China Khan now. That's her new name. Her name is no longer Jasmine. She's China, honey. She's China Khan, honey. The Khans are snatching their children up all over the place, honey. Big shout out to the Khans, honey. I hear they come into the awards board deep, honey. They being inducted into the Hall of Fame, honey. I heard they spread it like wildflowers, honey. Honey, the cards are spreading like wildflowers. You got to give a big shout out to East Coast mother Nicole Khan, Miss Thang. She's definitely getting her little rugrats together, Miss Thang, honey. Ooh, Miss Thang, you know I got to get her, Miss Thang. I need to work her, honey. Oh, do not mean Shayna still smell bad. Oh, Miss Thang, the girl is a mess, Miss Thang. The girl is a mess. Miss Thang, won't you call in here and say that, Miss Thang? The girl is a mess, Miss Thang. Somebody just sent me an IM, and they said, does Jasmine? Oh, Miss Thang, I don't know if I want to read this, Miss Thang, honey. Oh, girls, get out of here, Miss Thang. Y'all's a mess, Miss Thang. They want to know, because she changed her name from Jasmine to China, Miss Thang, do she still smell? Miss Thang, that's what the girls want to know. I don't know. I never smelled that lady, Miss Thang. Y'all girls are fierce, Miss Thang. Honey, oh, no. Honey, girl, the girl is a mess, Miss Thang. The girl is a mess, Miss Thang, bitch. It is a mess. Miss 15, call in here, Miss Thang. I know you got some tea for me, Miss Thang. Give me some tea, Miss Thang, honey. Have you spoken to the girls lately on the phone, Miss Thang? Have you spoken to the girls lately on the phone? Indeed, I do. Oh, I'm going to fuck y'all up, Miss Thang. Y'all girl is a mess, Miss Thang. They want to know, honey. Hey, Miss Lisa, how you doing? I see my girl, Miss Lisa, is in the building, Miss Thang. Girl, I didn't know what was going on with the chat room earlier, but saying it was nobody in the chat room, and I was gagging, honey. Bitch, but yes, honey. Bitch, we are whole. We are live. But coming up, what's coming up this weekend? There's a lot of things coming up this weekend. Oh, you ain't got no tea, Miss Sang. Oh, you ain't called the girls lately, Miss Sang. I want to know, honey. It's Ashley. No, Ashley is still an icon. Ashley is still an icon, and I think James is back in the house. I think James is back with the house of icon, but I don't know, because a lot of the kids are still running around in their 007s. So I don't know the tea or what's going on with them, honey. Oh, they said the 007s is going to make their way near a runway near me, honey. Well, I don't know, honey, but bitch. But I had so much fun last week with What the Fuck Tuesdays, Miss Thang. I'm definitely going to do What the Fuck Tuesdays again, Miss Thang, because it was just so on. But on a positive topic to everybody that's in the chat room and to everybody, oh, James is definitely a 007. That's what they said. Wait, hold on. I just got a message that just came across the red phone. Hold on, wait. They texting the red phone. No, everyone is still icons. Big up, Ray. No, everyone is still icons. Baby, they just came over my on the red phone. They gave the Ray. No, everybody is still icons, honey. But what I was saying to everybody that's on the phone lines and to everybody that's in the chat room, on Wednesday, I really want everybody that's on the phone lines tonight, because, you know, on Monday night, I get so much numbers on Monday night. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday night, the numbers be really low. But I really want everybody to definitely call in here Wednesday night, because I have a topic that I definitely want to talk about on Wednesday, and it's a real sensitive topic that I want to talk about, Miss Thang. Because there's so many girls that's running around here, Miss Thang. So many femme queens, so many young femme queens and butch queen up in drags, Miss Thang, that have so much potential, Miss Thang, that they can take their potential out of the ballroom scene, Miss Thang, and take their potential to the main stage and do something with themselves. But all of these girls want to run around here, Miss Thang, and they want to sniff coke and sniff K, Miss Thang. And I want to talk about that topic on Wednesday night on the show. I'm definitely going to come on Wednesday night, and I definitely want to talk about that topic, because, like, it's really ridiculous how these queens be running around, and it's four or five queens in a store, Miss Thang, and they all sniffing coke, Miss Thang. And they can do so much things, and so many doors has opened up for these queens today, Miss Thang. Back in the days, Miss Thang, with Tracy Africa, had made the cover of that Revlon box, Miss Thang, and the queens tried her and got her pulled off of that box. So many opportunities have opened up for these queens, Miss Thang, to take and be on television, Miss Thang, to do commercials and all types of things, Miss Thang, to take their talent outside the ballroom scene, Miss Thang. But these queens want to sit here in the ballroom scene, Miss Thang, and they want to sniff coke and they want to waste their life away, Miss Thang, when all the older girls, Miss Thang, that was these fat face divas, Miss Thang, that had something going for themselves, Miss Thang, did the drug route, Miss Thang, and deteriorated their self, Miss Thang, and they're trying to come back into the scene, Miss Thang, but they're not up to par, Miss Thang. These young girls should take an example from those queens, Miss Thang, and try to do something with their self, Miss Thang. So that's the topic I definitely want to talk about on Wednesday night. So if anybody's out there and you want to definitely be on my panel for that on Wednesday night, you can definitely hit me up on Facebook, or you can definitely hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, and you can definitely be a part of my panel for Wednesday night. And I definitely do want to talk about that. It's a crazy mistake. And I was just talking to one of my sisters. I was just talking to one of my sisters earlier today. And me, I was gagging at my sister. My sister was telling me, Miss Thang, I'm not going to mention my sister's name, but my sister was telling me. She was like, yeah, honey, I do 20s, Miss Thang. And I told my sister, I said, oh, sister, the girls will read you nowadays, sister. I said, because the girls don't do 20s, Miss Thang. You got to have a 50 bag, Miss Thang. The girls are doing 50. Baby, no, I'm not going to name my sister's name, Miss Thang. And my sister want to call in here and put herself out, Miss Thang. She will put herself out, but I'm not going to name my sister. But we was having this conversation, and I was telling her about the topic that I'm going to do on Wednesday. And so that's the topic that I'm going to definitely do for Wednesday. But it's a mess, honey. I want to know what happened at the ball in St. Louis, honey. And why you think I'm so Kelly is shady? Why am I shady? I am not shady, Miss Thang. I'm being real, Miss Thang. Let me tell you one thing about me, okay? I'm a real motherfucking bitch, honey. And real bitches do motherfucking real things, okay? I'm not going to sit here and read nobody. I wouldn't be the person that I am if I sit here and read people and downplay people's mistake and act like I have never done anything mistake. I have tried. No, I haven't tried K. I have tried coke. I have tried e-pills. I have tried smoking weed mistake and all types of things mistake. So I can take it, sit here and be a real person and talk about these things mistake. Girls, so please, girls, don't try to say that I'm shady mistake and want to read these girls. No, I'm not being shady mistake. I'm being real. Okay, hold on. I have a call on. Hold on. 443-529. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
This is Tony Rubon.
I know who it is. This is the icon.
Hey.
I know your number by heart. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? The only reason I called was because something happened Friday, and I just wanted to correct it. After Black Friday Ball.
And what happened? I think I said, you know, I didn't know it was a ball on Friday. What happened? What happened at the function? I need to know to see who was in the building. What happened? Who got knocked? Who got smacked?
The Black Friday ball, which was in South Carolina, Keisha and Kasia. Ball Friday was it was very nice. It was like 354 people there. Nell in there, Paris, a bunch of people was there. It was a bunch. But I only called because somebody gave a status Friday night, which was KJ was given a status was called out to be legendary. So, but I'm just gonna correct it. She's not legendary. And I also gotta correct that it was the 10th year anniversary, and I had caught a lot of people out, and I forgot to call certain people out that did help the North Carolina and South Carolina people, which was 10, I forgot 10 Chanel, I forgot Jerry Chanel. And I also made a correction, Econ Blonde is not no Archon, he's still legendary, and Nylon Prodigy is not legendary, he's still up and coming. What else happened? Because I got so many phone calls set. I got a lot of phone calls from Icon saying that a lot of people was game, but they really wasn't game. People just misunderstood what was said.
Okay.
Grand prize was realness. It was King versus Queen. The last battle was between Neil Chanel and Paris Malone. And that was $600, and it was Paris Malone won.
What, Paris?
What else happened? The commentator, which was Dana Revlon, she was very, very disrespectful. Very disrespectful to the spectators.
I heard she disrespectful on the microphone.
You know, she was very disrespectful, and she's in my house and all that. But I took her off the mic. What else? We had a lot of legendary people. They also broke a rule. They had a star up there, and I told her she couldn't judge because she was only a star. We also had an icon up there, which was Sandy Dior. Was very, very disrespectful to get things together and none of that.
Uncle Tony, you know what? I was watching the ball last night, you know, and I'm on blackout. I'm letting everybody know I'm on blackout right now, and I'm coming to the balls, but y'all girls won't hear me say anything, Miss Thing. Y'all try to hear my kids, Miss Thing. I'm not saying anything, Miss Thing. I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to watch, you know. And I was so tempted last night because it was about 6 or 7 legends on the panel, and I was so tempted last night to get up out the chair where I was sitting at last night and say something, because I was gagging at these legends that was on the judges panel, and when these kids was doing these dips, and the legends was getting up like, oh, yes, and oh, yes, and I was so tempted to get up to say something, but you know, I'm on my 3-month blackout, so I'm not saying anything. I'll say something on the radio, but I ain't gonna say nothing at the function. I was so tempted to say something last night, and it was so horrible and late for those legends to take me doing that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, because I mean, Sandy Dior is my sister. I love her now. But her performance Friday night was very uncalled for. You know, you got people walking femme queen realness, she calling them faggots. The commentator was so disrespectful, talking about the spectators. And people have to realize you get more spectators at balls than walkers. So therefore, these people don't have to support nobody, but they come anyway. And then cursing at them, you telling them that they stink motherfuckers, you fucking faggot. You just don't talk to people like that.
Oh, that's ridiculous. They can't do that to people. The fag girl, like, what the fuck?
You know, but that's only
what
one.
The
f- Who's that, Rodney?
Huh?
So we're rapping
oh,
Rodney.
Shit. Oh, Rodney said he was taking care of something. He would text me and let me know if he could come on, but I don't know where Rodney at. Hold on. I see somebody. Hold on, Uncle Tony. Hello, I have the legendary Aurora East Coast mother, Nicole Carr, is on the line. How you doing, Mother Carr?
Hey. Hi, Grandpa. How are you?
Hey. What's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. I was just talking about the ball. Friday night, it was a very successful boy. It was just icons just acting. They were just acting very childish. The commentator was very disrespectful. You know, we had some of your children up in the building. It was awards passed out. One that got an award was Lawrence Ebony, Juju Revlon, Melvin Mizrahi, Mother Beijing. What was that award?
Beijing. They got a house in Beijing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. They got a house in Beijing. Velikon, you need to go join that house. Velikon, go join that house. Leave the house of Garcon. They got a house for you. The house of Beijing / Shopee.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said my Velikon name. Anyone that know me, and I'm going to say this on here because of the fact that I know you're going to hear about it, I don't go around disrespecting nobody's house. At my house meetings, I don't discuss no everybody's house. So what I'm going to say, I'm not going to say to the house. I'm going to say to the house of Garcon, keep my name out of your mouth. I don't talk about y'all. I don't disrespect the house of Garcon, and I'm asking y'all to keep my house name out of your house meetings. And I'm going to leave it like that.
Oh.
Work, honey.
Well, hold on, Uncle Tony and Nicole. We got a couple of callers. 15, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
What's going
Hello,
on?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I have a question for you, Tony. I respect you as an icon, but I had a quick question. I wanted to know, why is Econ Blahnik named as legendary? What is his legendary moments, and what is he legendary for? Because I remember him being chopped for 3 to 4 years straight of most of his barroom career.
Okay, the only thing I would have to say on that was that when Econ was deemed legendary, he was not deemed by one person, he was not deemed by two people, he was deemed by 7 icons. And his legendary, he's legendary for Runway, and I'm not going to lie to you, I hear a lot of people say exactly what you say also. Only thing I can say that I was off the scene for 3 years. You know, I just came back. I've been back on the scene. I was off the scene for 3 years. I've been back for 3 years now. You know, a lot of things happened while I was off the scene. But I was not going. He was deemed by 7 icons, and you know, and a lot of people feel some type of way about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't take people's status back because we already passed that stage. And we're not taking nobody's status back, because if we take his status back, we have to take a lot of other people's status back. You know, so that's why at that meeting we given status 3 times a year. And you know, and the next time we given status is to people is in March. You know, and then the only thing I can say, I hope that this time that is done right. You know, but he's legendary for one way. His high moments or his highlights, I really can't answer that question for you.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you, 15. Okay, we have another caller. We have another caller, and my next caller is 803-201. You're live on the air with the Icon and the Two Legends. 803-201, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
So, therefore, okay. You're just listening. I don't think you should have pressed one.
Oh, God. He's not having it today.
Okay, the next caller we have is 910-818. You're live on the air with the two two letters in the icon.
Well, hello, Kelly. Hello, Father Tony. This is Mother Econ, the legendary Mother Econ Blahnik. How you doing?
I know that's right. 15. Econ is here, 15. Are you calling back in? Okay, go ahead,
Econ. Yeah, I'm just having a call. You know, I know they don't get into all of that, whatever, but whoever that caller was, whatever the case may be, I'm just calling to say it just like this. First and foremost, like Papa Tony just said, I was definitely deemed by seven icons, not at a mini ball, not by local commentators or anything of that nature, by seven icons. And my work, everybody know you can visit on YouTube. It speaks for itself. I've been in the scene for over 10 years. I've walked. Not only just run away, I came out doing a new way. I've thrown many successful balls. I've traveled state to state, supported. I've thrown awards balls. I've given girls awards that, you know, have walked in the Carolinas. I've commentated out of the Carolinas to include Virginia. I've won in New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Virginia, D.C. The trophy speaks for itself. As far as being shot for 4 years, she needs to go back and do her research. I've never been shot for no 4 years, but we've all took shots. That's how we've all become legendary and/or icons today. And that's all I have to say, and I thank you.
Well, Econ, hold on. 15 said she wants to talk to you. She's back on the air. 15?
Yes, hello. Am I back on? Hello, Kelly?
Yes, you're back on the air.
Okay, is Econ still on there? Hello?
I'm still here. Who is this again?
This is Fem Queen with 15 inches from the chat room. I was going to know why you were legendary because you don't have any moments. Can you list 3 moments for me, please?
I sure can. Name the moment when I won Sasha's Garcon Ball in Atlanta, when I won Grand Prize Runway. I can also give you a moment when I've won 2 back-to-back Rumbles at Jack's New York Ball. And I also can tell you that I've won 3 times in 1 year in Virginia. I can tell you also that I just recently won in Chicago at the Escada Aftermath Ball, when I've definitely won over 4 or 5 legendary runway divas from all over. Can you give me some of your moments?
Wait, are you talking about that mini ball? Oh, that don't count, girl. Now, going back, who have you processed in that? Who have you really beat? Now, let's tell the truth here. Now, who have you really beat?
I have beat legendary Diamond Infinity. I have beat legendary Diamond Revlon before. I have beat Kitty Chanel. I have beat, I probably have beat you. You probably won't run with me, and I probably beat you. That's a shame.
No, because, girl, you're sitting here lying. You have got chopped for 3 years straight, honey. Come on now.
Well, honey,
like, come
all,
on, let's
well,
be real here. Like,
we're
going to
do it like this. We're going to do it like this.
Wait.
I'm going to like this because I am a legend. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you again. My words speak for itself because they would have never deemed me if it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and not only on the floor, what I do outside the ballroom speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter, sweetheart. I even know who you are. So I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
That's fine. And I bet you if Tony could take back your status, he would. So that's okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure that once again, the 7 icons that deem me at the deal ball, and you should have been there to see. If not, you can definitely YouTube it. You know, again, it was well deserved, and I thank you.
Econ for definitely calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, honey. We have another caller, and it's 773-571. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's going on, Kevin?
Back up from your computer. You bought a computer, honey. This is Shasha Herrera, the destroyer.
What's going on, my sisters? I just want to let you know, I went to St. Louis for a Jack Rummel ball, got my life, you know, got called out for LSS, got a little piece of Fem Queen realness, you know. Everybody gave me love. All my fans was out there. They was greeting me so good and well. The hotel was very fat out there. I got my life. I'm getting ready for Detroit. I'm ready.
know that's right, Miss Shasha Harima, Miss State of Destroyer, honey. Well, who was up in the building? Who won what in the building?
Tima, Mother Mirza from Chicago was in the building. Felicity, Mother, was in the building. They won Pinpoint Realness, the Mizrahi girls. It was Tree Ebony in the building. It was, who else was in the building? I said that. Yes, I did. Katrell Mizrahi and his team was in the building. Nico Blanes was in the building commentating.
I know that's right. The girls is up in St. Louis this weekend, honey.
It was excellent. Jack gave me my life. When I tell you, we sat down, we ate breakfast, we had a good time. We was on the stretch of the machine. We was downtown. He was interviewing me naked. I was just getting my life.
All right, everybody, it's 12 o'clock, and I can have the show real fast. I want to say happy birthday to James Caan. I want to say happy birthday to Black Caan, the father of Baltimore. Okay, Skitters, you can tell us about your interviews.
Well, Shasha, I just want to let you know, Shasha, that Kelly the Destroyer is coming to Detroit to destroy Detroit this week.
Never. And you know what? I'm going to meet you at the airport. I'm going to literally meet you at the airport, Kelly. I'm going to greet you at the airport.
I'll be in Detroit this weekend, Eddie.
And I want to put you on your hat.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Shasha.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in, honey. I got to take these next callers.
I'll be calling.
Okay. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Is he on the phone?
Is Shasha on the phone?
Econ.
Oh, no, Econ is not on the phone anymore. Wow, what happened? Who's this?
It's 5:11.
Who?
Ask him if he respected.
Mistake, y'all girls are fierce, Mistake. Why y'all being so fierce to Econ?
The girls don't care.
Mistake, y'all girls are so shady, Mistake, honey. Oh, my God, thank you for definitely calling in, honey. Y'all girls are being shady tonight, Mistake. Sing that song, What the Fuck Tuesdays, girl. Text your girlfriends, I am your girlfriends, and let them know What the Fuck Tuesday is back on the ears, Mistake. We're getting raunchy, we're getting crumpy, we're getting down, Mistake. We are back, honey, with What the Fuck Tuesday, honey. Mistake, y'all girl is a mess, Mistake. I'm gagging. I'm really gagging at y'all girls, Mistake. Y'all need to stop doing that. Y'all need to stop doing that, Mistake. Yes, Lisa, Messy Mondays, honey. Messy Mondays. These girls is really being a mess, Mistake. I'm really gagging at these girls, Mistake. Being so messy, Mistake.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. Happy messy birthday. I'm going to start.
Yes, happy birthday to the icon, James Caan, the founder of the House of Caan. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, James Caan. I love you and many more to come, honey. Yes, honey. Let me see who else's birthday it is, Mistake. Because you know it's the girl's birthday, Mistake, honey. Who else's birthday, Mistake, honey? I want to say happy birthday to my son, Miracle Mizrahi. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Miracle. Honey, work it out. Yes, it's Miracle's birthday. Happy birthday, Miracle. Mother loves you, honey. So you much love and smooches.
Ooh. Ooh.
Honey, yes. So, Nicole, I'm back with the icon and the legend. We're sitting here, we're having casual conversation, honey. So, Nicole, are you going to come up on Wednesday on my topic on Wednesday?
Where?
I'm having a topic on Wednesday about these young queens, Mistake. These young face queens and realness queens, Mistake, that's out here destroying their life, Mistake, with the coke in the K and being in these K holes. Mistake,
And then, Miss Thing, you know, and then I don't know this child's name, Miss Thing, but they have this butch queen running around, Miss Thing. They have this butch queens running around, Miss Thing. And I'm going to talk more about it on Wednesday, Miss Thing.
You have the coke. Yeah, I will. Because you know what? You have the coke.
Yeah,
and I got the murderers.
They got this butch queen.
I got that one. I want to address the murderers.
You want to address the murderers?
Yeah, I want to address the murderers.
Is murderers out here too?
I want to address the murderers.
Oh, Miss Thang. Oh, my God. So, yeah, they got this bitch queen that's running around. It's really embarrassing. They got this bitch queen running around. And these same queens is high out their mind, Miss Thang. And this bitch queen is making all these type of videos and got them talking and all types of things, Miss Thang. These girls are slurring their words. The videos out on Facebook and everything. Miss Thang, we have to talk about this on Wednesday because it's a mess, honey.
Oh, no. Okay, so that means you got to keep that camera and obviously no phones pointing at me. Or I'm girl, that's what – oh, no. Oh, shit.
It's really a mess, and I'm really gagging at all of this shit, Miss Thang, that these girls are doing. Hold on, Nicole. We're going to be right back, honey. I got to pay some bills, honey. Don't go no place. Stay right there with me. I got to pay some bills.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. Not what, sweetie. Not what. Not what, sweetie. Not what.
Fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champa's all right for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie. Should we finish off the balloon, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the balloon. Not what, sweetie. Not what.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Scaitland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manila Blunted, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Yes, we are back live on the air, honey. We have a caller, honey. We have a caller. Let's see where it says to go. 704-500. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hold on, wait. Oh, they hung up. I guess they didn't want to talk, honey.
I guess they didn't want to talk.
Call and get
red vomit. Oh, Miss Thang. I'm gagging. Oh my God. What is Miss Shasha's not on the phone, so I can't tell her that, Miss Thang. I cannot tell her that, honey. But the grocery room was alive, Miss Thang, and I have all these groceries alive, Miss Thang. Honey. The groceries wanna sit here and listen to us just listen to me talk, Miss Thang. Honey, but I would definitely be out of town this weekend, Miss Thang. And the girls are sending me messages, Miss Thang, honey. And I'm not going to read these messages y'all girls are sending me, Miss Thang, reading Miss Alvarian's function, Miss Thang. So y'all girls need to stop sending me these messages, Miss Thang, reading Miss Alvarian's function.
Why can't they come on the line?
Yeah, that's what I told them to call in, Miss Thang. They want to sit here, Miss Thang, and read our funny and function, Miss Thang. Read the awards bill this weekend, Miss Thang, telling the girls to think twice about going to that function, Miss Thang, because it's a rent party, Miss Thang. They need to call in here and say it themselves, Miss Thang. What the fuck? Miss Thang, they are so shady, Miss Thang. It's a mess.
What? What, Ernie? Oh, congratulations to your house on winning $500 last night.
Oh, thank you. We won $1,015.
Oh, you said, excuse me?
I said we won $1,015.
Oh, we got another call, Ernie. Private caller, you're live on the recap show.
Hello, Kevin.
Yes?
Do you think that Sasha is kind of
excuse me? Look out this window and call her. Oh, maybe she'll call back in here. Sasha, call in. Look out this window and call her. Maybe Sasha will call back in here, honey. Baby, we never know, honey. We never know. Honey, bitch. The girls are so fierce with it. Why are they doing that to me? Sasha and the girls. Honey, I'm gagging. Ain't this Mr. Cole?
Shut up. Oh,
you say your brother's so late, Mr. A. So late in a mess. Mr. A, girl.
Just being the girls.
The
girls are just being the
girls. The
girls
are just being the girls. The girls are being serious, though, Mr. A.
And that's what the girls are.
The girls are just being a mess, Mr. A.
So did you have a good time at Davis
Ball? It was all right. It was like an old time reunion. If they see the older girls would say that I used to see back walking back in the days, Mister, when I first came out, Mister. It was definitely cute seeing them back out, Mister, and you know, and still having the spunk and the sass, Mister, to do what they have to do, Mister, and everything. It's you know, it was like going time to after home, Mister, to visit my old aunties and uncles.
Okay.
Honey. But this one queen, Miss Tay, this one queen was at the function, Miss Tay. She's very shady, Miss Tay. Hold on, we have another caller. Hold on. 267-237 live on the recap show. 267-273, you're live on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Next caller is private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello. Yo,
yes.
My boy fucked dog table and dog in the booty and he shit on his dick.
Which dog?
My boy fucked dog table and dog in the booty and he shit on his dick.
Oh, good. What dog table is y'all is too? The light skin one or the dark skin one? Oh, mistake. Did you hear that, Nicole? Nicole? Hello? Mistake, what happened? Am I still here? Is Nicole still here? Nicole? Did she gag, mistake? I'm gagging at what they just said, mistake. Nicole is a mess, mistake. Nicole, where are you at, Nicole? I'm really gagging. Did they just say that? Oh, my God. Nicole, hold on. I got to take a commercial. I got to find Nicole.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix,
sweetie.
La Croix. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix.
Fabulous, wonderful,
intelligent.
And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers are at you, Pat.
Lovely, sweetie.
Can we finish off the blue,
girl?
She has some
salmon
and nibbly things. Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right,
we'll finish off the blue.
La Croix,
sweetie.
La Croix.
La Croix.
The house of Christian La Croix presents a day in the life of LaCroix. March 19th, location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Free show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
We are live back on the air. Nicole, are you there with me, darling?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm totally here, but I got misconfused about the last caller. I'm going to need that caller to call back and to clarify because he didn't mean to say the dark skin, Dante. I'm more than
sure.
They said that in the chat room.
They said that in the chat room, but then I just got a text on the red phone, and they used it wasn't the dark skin one, it was the light skin one, and they know the boy's name and fucked him on my red phone.
Right.
I just got
all
that.
Right.
I'm breaking news.
There's only one Dante Balenciaga.
Oh. Oh, so I mean, what's the other one now?
The light skin one.
So what is the dark skin one?
He's not a Balenciaga.
Oh, they kicked him out?
I don't know what happened. I know he's not a Balenciaga. Now, what happened? I don't know. I'm getting under that.
Well, is he a con?
No.
And so he's not confident.
People are asking me about my con business publicly like I'm a damn child. You or anybody else that calling on this damn line, bitch.
Ooh. This thing is real feisty today, honey. This thing is real feisty. Bitch, your girl is a mess, Miss Thang. The things that you girls say in this chat room and on the phone lines, Miss Thang, honey, it's the recap show and it's Messy Mondays, Miss Thang. Let's get the mess started, Miss Thang. Let's get the mess started for tonight.
Come
on, Miss Thang, honey. You know, honey.
They started with Shasha, the Destroyer, and they started with, Dante, the pretty boy, Dante, the Balenciaga.
You say the girls is a mess, Miss Thang. Well, come on, girls. We're here, Miss Thang. Honey, let's get the shit started.
Do you
honey.
Have an opinion, a statement, a question, or an answer? That's the best way. So you can. This is a format where you can do either or. You can come and you can give an opinion. That's how you feel. You know, it's like an asshole. You may have a question or you may have an answer. So whatever it is, press one. For y'all be listening to nobody but Blog Talk Radio. The blog, the talk, the radio. Hello, Kelly? Is anybody on the air? I'm not sure. I know I got a connection, so if I'm here, I don't know. So what the hell is she, though?
Nicole? Hello? Hello, Nicole? What's going on, Queens? Hold on one moment, honey. We're having some difficulties over here. Hold on. Hold on, we're having some problems going on over here, and we'll definitely be coming back to the show in a minute. Please bear with me, guys and girls, honey. I'm sorry, Queens, honey. All my shit just went down, honey. I am live back on the air, honey. I was having some problems, honey, and I went down, honey, and out to say. I don't know what happened to my sister Nicole. She gone, honey. She done hit the fan, bitch. But I'm live here, back on the motherfucking air, bitch. It was some problems over here. I had to fix the problems, but we fixed. Hold on, I have a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Hello? Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
What are you talking about?
What'd you say?
No, my friend said me.
Baby, I can't hear nothing you saying, baby. Honey, these girls want to sit here and play on the phone. Hold on, I have another caller. It's 603-394. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Okay, this is Dana Revlon. How are you?
How you doing, Dana?
I'm fine. I just wanted to give reference to the comment that was made about the ball this weekend in South Carolina, Keisha Revlon. And
yes.
I was the host of that event. I was the commentator. And it was brought to my attention that some of the patrons of that event thought that I was very rude to them or disrespectful or demeaning to their character, something of that nature. I don't know exactly what was said. I'm just now getting into the groove. However, I'm not going to come out here and apologize for mere entertainment. I'm not going to do that at all because anybody who knows me knows that when I do commentate a ball, everything that I say, nothing is personal, and everyone knows that. And I just I'm not coming to defend myself. However, there are a lot of people who enjoy my show and enjoy what I do. So if you felt like I was talking to you personally, I'm sorry. You shouldn't wear your feelings on your shoulders when you come to balls because shade is what the ballroom scene was based upon, is what it is, and there are going to be some comments made just to keep the environment in a competitive atmosphere. That's it. It's nothing personal to anyone. It's never nothing personal to anyone. That's my style. That's what I do. That's why I get paid to do what I do. That's how I do it. But I'm never, ever personally talking to any of you or anyone. So if you felt that way, next time leave your feelings at home and don't bring it to the ball. Come and enjoy yourself. That's just, I just wanted to just comment on that. That's all I wanted to do.
Okay. Thank you, Dana, for definitely calling in.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Good night.
Okay. Well, you heard what Dana had to say, baby. If y'all have a problem, leave y'all feelings at home. Don't wear them like in shelters, bitch. Oh, Miss Saying, the girls in the chat room is asking, who is that, Miss Say? Y'all girls in the chat room is so fierce, Miss Say. Honey, y'all shady. Y'all some shady queens in this chat room, Miss Say. I cannot say that y'all are not shady, Miss Thang, honey, but y'all are shady, honey. Hold on, honey. Y'all got to play the LaCroix again.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champagne.
House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalor. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Fem Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen's Teen Realness, $100. Fem Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen's Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, 360. LaCroix.
We are back, Nicole. We are back. Bitch, my shit went down, honey. My shit went out, honey. I was gagging.
I wonder was I still on the air, though.
You were still on the air. I just went down.
Oh, so that means they heard me. I was going through it. I said, hello, mate. Is she there? I was
Yeah, you were still on the air, bitch. I was down and out, bitch. I was going, Miss Thing, and I was gagging, honey. But she still heard you, Miss Thing. Hey, I'm not answering no questions, Miss Thing, girl. I'm not answering no questions. This ain't the moment of truth, Miss Thing. I'm going to bring that back,
too. The moment of truth. Remember that? Let's do the moment of truth for the next half an hour.
Do you girls know? And the next 22 days, honey, I have been live on the air for 2 years straight. And the next 22 days, I have been here for 2 years, bitch. Girls have came, girls have come, and girls have gone, bitch. But I am still here, and I am the voice of the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And, bitch, they're going to have to send me to motherfucking Jamaica, bitch, to get me up off this motherfucking phone line, bitch.
How you doing? I'll be better. If
bitch, yes, the moment of truth, Miss Thing. I'm going to give y'all, I don't know, Miss Thing. I got to get some other girls up here on the phone lines with me, Miss Thing, to do the moment of truth, Miss Thing. Baby, I can't just do her by myself, Miss Thing. Y'all just not gonna have me on the high seat by myself, Miss Thing. We gotta have some other girls up here to do the moment of truth, Miss Thing. Because you know Nicole got a mouth on her too, Miss Thing. Kelly, would you give Shasha your vote, Miss Thing, for realness, Miss Thing? Y'all girls are freely trying to, Miss Thing. Yes, I would give Shasha 10 for realness, Miss Thing. Yes, I would. I would have given Miss Sexy Sapphire 10 for realness, Miss Thing. I seen her before, Miss Thing, and she look a hot mess, Miss Sexy Sapphire, Miss Thing. Miss Sexy Sapphire looks a mess, Miss Thing, girl.
That's so
fierce. I seen her, little girl, Miss Thing, and she came up and tapped me on my shoulder, and she said, hi, Miss Sexy Sapphire from the chat room. And baby, girl, Nicole, I had to stop Miss Thing from the reaction and the jump that I was going to do when I seen her, Miss Thing. Bitch, but it was like, girl, Miss Thing, if you see her, Miss Thing, it gave you. Boom! Miss Sexy Sapphire. Girl, I was gagging, Miss Thing. I was gagging, honey. Baby. It was nothing sexy. And it was not a sapphire about her, Miss Thing. I'm on the air, Miss Thing, straight out the movie theater, honey. It's the legendary icon diva herself, Selin Minishka Khan, is on my phone line.
I decided that I am the black swan. So, girls, get ready.
because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Pack lunch, sweetie.
Miss Nicole, Miss Kelly, y'all have to go see The Black Swan.
Buckle your seatbelt, honey.
When I tell you I thought I was a sweetheart, baby, coming out of that movie theater, bitch, the first bitch that tried me is going to gag.
Oh, wow. Girl, it was that intense?
Well,
oh, my gosh, girl.
You got all different types of names. The
girl, I am the Black Swan. Happy birthday, Black Heart.
And James, baby, verification.
Yes, and my dad, James. I'm getting it. Well, I know my father don't drink, so we got to do something for him.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Wonder on. Kelly. Oh, God.
Miss Kelly.
Please don't tell me her power went out again, because this is bad.
Her power went out.
Yeah, she has electricity problems.
No, I'm in here, Miss Saint. I hear y'all.
Oh, Miss Saint, don't get somebody else on the line and try to dash, sweet cheeks.
Oh, no, Miss Saint, no. I have to click over somebody calling the line. Hold on.
I'm nervous.
I got my blood. I'm feeling cut. What part? What page?
Beverly, I just got a text on the red phone, and they said to tell Beverly, she's black, but I don't know about that swan. Laugh out loud.
Wait, what happened?
They said to tell Beverly, yes, she is black, but I don't know about that swan. Laugh out loud.
That was an old girl. Suck it.
Honey, hold on. We gotta call her. Probably calling you live on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Did you
chop last night?
Did
you say?
Did
you chop last night? Didn't chop last night, baby. I got my $20 and my trophy.
Okay, and is that Jonathan that said he's the Black Swan?
Yes.
Ask Jonathan, when is he gonna get a seat fix? After all these years, he still hasn't got a seat fix.
I got it. And the reason why I got it, you're right. And you know what? And I'm still here to smile at the dead, bitch. So learn me and learn me well. I'd rather have no teeth, and there's no shade towards the HIV people, and there's no shade towards the full-blown people. But I'm still here, bitch, the Black Swan. I will be this same bitch with no teeth smiling at your funeral, you dead bitch.
Damn. I got my blood. I'm feeling cunt. What part? What page? That's what I want.
Oh, my
you
God.
Want it? You want it?
Come
get it. The next caller.
347-935. I will be on the recap show.
Of elimination, mother. Come on, bring them.
Why would you call that lady a dead bitch, Silver?
Like I said. The Black Swan. I'm tired of your motherfucking faggots trying me, thinking that it's always choice, and I'm always being the peacemaker. Fuck the peacemaker. Like I said, and I say it again, I would be the same toothless bitch that would still be here. Negative. Toothless. So if anybody want to keep disrespecting me, keep it coming, because I'm not playing anymore. I'm not on nobody's side but my own. Like I said, and I say it again, I worked my way to the top. I bust my ass to zip where I'm at. I am who I am, and I am Selvin Korn, the Black Swan. I don't owe nobody no money. Nobody gave it to me, so work hard for it like how I did. This ain't my first time at the rodeo. I'm tired of the bullshit, like I said. This is 2011. It's 101 or 101. And if anybody want to take it the way how you're supposed to take it. Shove it, because I don't give a fuck no more. And whoever is on the line is no disrespect, but I'm tired.
It's me. When I see you, I'm going to attack you.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
I'm a 24 watch chapter, Miss A. I don't know what's going on with all this shit on this phone with all you girls, Miss A. I need, but I just want a white man, honey, to pay for my pussy, Miss A, honey. Yes, I need a white man to pay for my pussy. That's sad, Miss A, honey. You can catch me up on back pages, honey. You can hit me up and you come see me for 160 roses. That's sad.
You is a super bitch.
I got
where,
my blunt. I'm
where,
feeling kind
where
of.
Where did Selvin go?
She ain't there.
Melissa.
Come get some.
You she don't even know who she's talking to.
I know who I'm talking to, Tyreek. Come get
this.
Oh, wait, hold on, Tyreek. Stay
where
right there. We got another caller.
Anyway.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Thread lightning.
The Black Swan.
You can get part with her callers giving. That's what her funeral will be. Private. Click her.
You work as entertainment.
Click her. Your funeral is private.
Oh, shut up.
Just like your call. Private.
Yeah.
And your mother, too. That bitch.
So we got another caller. 484-300. You're live on the air on the recap show. 484-300. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Thank you for calling in, honey. So, honey, we got 20 minutes left to the show, Miss Thang, honey. Call in here, Miss Thang. You know, I got to play the Kulikwala commercial one more time. I'm going to play it in about another 15 minutes. Miss Thang, call in here. Feel free to press 1, Miss Thang. Try it if you want to, Miss Thang. The girls are here, Miss Thang.
No.
Yes, Miss Thang. The tongues are definitely nasty, Miss Thang. To call in here, Miss Thang, and get a lashing, Miss Thang. A old school tongue lashing. That's what they used to call it back in the days, Miss Thang. A old school tongue lashing, Miss Thang. They call me Rita Mae. Rita Mae who? Rita Mae Brown, Miss Thang. So feel free to press 1, Miss Thang. We are definitely taking callers. My girls are definitely ready to read. Nicole has her cocktail and her smoke, Miss Thang. Miss Cleo just came from the blue and seen the Black Swan, Miss Thang. And she's feeling very froggy, Miss Thang. The girls leak lightly, Miss Thang. Come on, press 1.
Look at this bitch. More in trouble.
It's the icon himself. He's back on the line. It's the father of all fathers. So he's the icon. So the Revlon is back on my airways.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Who else is on here? Because I have something else to say. This is a listener. I'm going to say hello, Kelly. I'm going to say hello to whoever else is on the phone.
I'm on the phone, Grandpa.
Okay, let me say, I'm going to say this, okay? I'll try my best to be very fair. I don't care if you are in my house. I don't care if you are my gay child. I don't care if you're my granddaughter. I don't care if you're my niece. I'll try my best to be very fair. I came on this show because of something that happened Friday at the bar. What's bothering me now is for anybody to call anybody else, calling Andre, calling anybody about anything I just said on this show, is because of the fact we had rules. Nobody supposed to get status until March. Every icon know that. Excuse me. We had Selvin had gained someone. Jack had gained someone, and I got on the show and we took. Day status. That nobody is no different than anybody else. We as icons and legends have made a lot of mistakes in the past, so we are trying to correct that. So for somebody to call my son Andre and say that, oh, Tony Revlon just took my status back, motherfucker, you just sat in my house and I already explained it to you. What was going to happen? So but you didn't call Andre. Like, Andre is not going to call me. That was a disrespect, and that was not even a legendary move to me. If I already explained to the individual about what's going to happen tonight, why feel some type of way about it? And that's some real shit, dude. That, I mean, to me, that was petty. whoever even called Dana Revlon and told her that the whole house of Revlon read her one of you, nobody read her. I'm just setting this, I'm just showing y'all if I can say something about Sandy, if I can say something about anybody else, I can also say something about my own house member. She was very disrespectful. And that's that. No one else reading her. Gay people, man.
The girls always taking stories and spinning it. That's what the girls always do.
I mean, my phone is ringing now because of what I said. Motherfuckers, you already knew what I was going to say because I already told you at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, I have to get on this show and take your status back because we had rules and regulations here. Nobody's no different than anybody else. Since December 4th, no one else has got things. I'm Dean. No one. So you know better than them. It's a lot of people should be legendary. They will have to wait until March. We are trying not to make the same mistakes we've been making for years. And I'm saying we. We mean I'm included into that. We. Because to me, that right there was a petty-ass move to me.
Pussy-ass motherfucking move. To say, what y'all calling Audrey for? What the fuck y'all calling Audrey for? I mean, why y'all calling Audrey?
Hey, Kelly, and you're still not legend. That's that.
You call Audrey, bitch. You call Audrey to get your motherfucking status mistake. The best for your status mistake, because they took your status away, mistake. That's sad, mistake. You're not legend, mistake. Now you're not going to have to wait until the next Legends Ball, bitch. You're not going to wait till March, bitch. You're going to wait till the next Legends Ball. That's hot.
It was a correction. Lenushka, you on the phone. James' birthday is tomorrow, not tonight. So he got a happy early birthday. His birthday is tomorrow. Black birthday is tonight.
Don't you know what kills me with the girls' mistake? When you begging for status mistake, who begs for status?
No. Kelly, Selvin, and Nicole, y'all just don't know how much my phone have rung about a damn mini ball Friday. Why would you want to be deemed at a fucking mini ball? You have a big ball. You got a bunch of balls coming up. You got the Wars Ball coming up. You have the North Carolina Wars Ball coming up, where there are going to be hundreds of people at. Appreciate that more. Calling my phone about some damn status, and I'm going to have to go with the chat room from Kasha or the chat room from her. It's more important things in this motherfucking scene than some damn status. Y'all worry about status. Let's worry about someone walking and judging. Let's worry about the fights that keep occurring at balls.
Mm.
A legendary is not putting money in your pocket. It's still not going to make you win.
And let's worry about everybody going and doing something and putting on condoms and getting Medicaid. Why is everybody lying and crying about a damn trophy and everybody speaking about balls? They need to do something more positive and go check themselves. It's a dangerous world out there, and the devil is busy. That's what they should do. They crying and reading each other. They get on the phone. They read each other. They put each other down. Ain't nobody above anybody. We all
Thank
trying to
you.
Make it. Y'all need to go get a
That answer is... True.
Always going off. They get on my nerve. Every time I turn around, they just reading and reading and reading and reading. And ain't nobody knows their blood count. But they got no Medicaid and no ID. They can't get into these places, and they're reading. Let's do something else. Let's do something productive and take care of ourselves.
And Nicole and Kelly, I said I was not going to get on nobody's shows no more. Only reason I got on here because of the fact I made a mistake Friday. That's the only reason I called back in. And then what really bothered me, Kelly, is that I spoke to these people already today. I already spoke to them. I already told them what's going on and all of that. So, therefore, for me to even come on here and apologize to Tim and Jerry and also take them people's status back, your people already knew that. You already knew that. So calling other icons like they're not going to call me.
Kool-Aid, you back on the air. Hold on, Uncle Tony, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, is Tony still on the phone?
Is who?
Is Tony still on the phone?
She is.
Okay, well, Tony, that girl was very disrespectful, and I don't like her. Nobody likes her. And she can't commentate either. You need to put her to the side.
All right, Private. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Private Corolla.
I can appreciate nothing coming private. That's the problem. That's the motherfucking problem now. Everybody got nothing but secrets. Tony, you just made that report for me because I don't like stuff like that. These girls, we need to get it together. They're about to get lit real fast, and the show is going to be over in 10 minutes. Yeah, I got a
whole thing. You better leave those private corners alone, mistake, for me coming open a can of weed ass on you, honey.
Kelly, you know that that's not true. You know that nobody can do that to me because there's nothing that nobody can say about me because if they're saying it, I told them. So they can't, I know, look, I can't be right. Trust me. Anybody can do that. Come on.
We got another corner. 267-237. You're live with me on the recap show. 267-237. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're not. Beverly, where you at, Beverly? You here?
Where did Selvin go?
She right there. Hold on, hold on. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air, honey, on the recap show, private caller.
Nicole, it looks like you have shoulder pain.
Oh, no, baby. You should have seen your girlfriend, boy. You should have seen your girlfriend. And this is that I'm not even going to argue with you. You idiot, you're dumb, you're stupid, and you're private. Kick fucking rocks with no shoes, brick. Go cut your mother's throat. You don't help me fucking lie. Can I ask you a question? Are you calling from Lifeline? Or is it what do we have? Cablevision or Lifeline?
That bitch just said
they're
gonna come at you too.
Exactly. I want to know, is her phone off Medicaid? Because she needs to get off this phone.
Like, I told you, Mister Girl, you said something.
Bitch, you said no. She called the same girl. Came, Miss Kelly. Please don't give these children life mistake because they really would gag, and then FCC will be reporting your show. Keep it fucking cute, girl. I'll
send the state police. What the FCC?
Okay, girl. Dude. I'll send this girl packing. Don't do it, bitch. Y'all liar, and the truth ain't in you. And don't try to come to me or for me, bitch.
Ooh. That bitch was strong.
Don't do me.
Oh, honey, don't do her mistake. Don't do her, bitch. Don't do her mistake. Don't come for my sister mistake. She ain't playing.
Don't
play. Her mistake. Y'all don't want to dance with the devil on a blue moon night? Mistake, don't play with her.
I don't know. I don't think I got that mouth, man. I don't even want to argue, though, because they ain't nobody got that mouth, man. I want to
say, she don't
want to
argue, honey. She don't want to argue, honey. She just
says there's not going to be an argument. You're only going to hear me and all the insulting things that I say, and you're not going to hear them because nothing they say is going to matter. See? So I don't want to go through that. No fun.
We got another call up. Private calling, you're live with me, yeah.
Oh, she's bad.
Oh, nobody cares about you. You're only bad right now because you're Mother Khan. But if you weren't Mother Khan, you would be nobody.
You know what's so stupid about that, Reed? Is that you know me and what I was worth before I became Mother Khan, and I've been kicking ass for the longest. So that's so stupid. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Why don't you identify yourself and watch your ass to get
kicked?
Like I told you, Miss Day, I don't know which one is worse, you or your birth mother. Hang up.
Why should I hang up on you, girl?
Because somebody hung up on you. You didn't know that? Did you hear the devastating news yet?
No, I didn't.
It's in your mailbox. It's in your mailbox.
She said, no, I didn't.
Oh, we got another caller. 678-716. Excuse me, 678-716. Excuse me, 617. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, mother.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, this is Rodriguez.
Hey, Rodriguez.
Hey, I just have a question. I'm preparing to get ready for a lot of balls that's coming up. And you know with runway, it takes a lot. Like the effects, it takes a lot of money. And incident happened on Friday with me walking. I feel like when your girlfriends are on the panel and somebody is walking and they only paying attention to their girlfriend, say y'all throwing the balls together, they're going to only look at her. And I feel like I walked down, and I'm beginning to make my name. But I feel like it's shade when your girlfriends are always on the panel and they only looking at one person and not, you know what I'm saying? So what is something to be done about that? Like, stop looking at your girlfriends and look at both.
Is when you notice that, you walk up to them, and then you walk around them, and then you walk back up to them. And while they still looking at that other person, you make sure the whole crowd is looking at you while you're looking at them. They will be spooked. Everybody will know that you won, and that will be that.
And the thing about it is, one of the judges, they called my phone and hit me up on Facebook, and I saved the message, and I made a post about it. They asked me to be in their house. They said I'm not being recognized as a Ms. Wahi. And I said, and I told them, once a Ms. are always a Ms. I'm not leaving my house because y'all think like the Ms. don't support me, or, you know what I'm saying? And you get mad when I say, no, I'm not going to be in your house. And you try to throw shade and say, my walk is this, my walk is that, I can't walk. And, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like as me being a newcomer in the scene, walking the runway, I just feel like, why do people do that? Why do people throw shade at people like that? Because they ask you to join their house and you say no, they want to throw shade at you and call you all kinds of names. Nobody don't know me. I'm not known but in Atlanta, and I'm trying to get known everywhere else, but it's just like it's always shade, and like this makes people want to stop walking, me especially. So I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, some shit just got to change.
Don't worry about it, honey. We gonna fix all of that, honey.
Well, that's all I want. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, son.
All right.
Okay. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Nicole, what size shoe do you wear? Nicole, what size are those Jordans?
I don't think Nicole is on the phone no more.
Nicole is still on the phone. She paying now. Thank you for calling. We got another one. Nicole,
you live on
the recap show.
Ask Nicole if she was a linebacker or a point guard.
Kelly, you started this.
They say, y'all gonna leave my sister alone, they say. Honey, y'all going to leave her the fuck alone.
Kelly, you
that
started this.
That boy sound like a bag of coffee.
Hey, what? Hold on.
Kelly, you started this.
You say, honey, y'all not gonna sit here and try my motherfucking system and say, y'all queens, okay? They say,
where is Nicole at?
Carly's in, they say, but she ain't saying it, honey. Why she ain't saying it?
Hold on, wait a minute, dog. Wait a minute. Don't think that anybody's getting any motherfucking points, bitch. It's not at all. I choose to be quiet because I was taking another phone call. You tell them rocks that keep calling private from that lifeline phone that there could be nothing they saying about me because my number is stored and it comes up and it says Nicole F. Moe. What part with page, bitch? Okay. And you still got a boy name.
Hold on, we got another caller. Hold on. The next caller we have is 917-312. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, yeah, this is Arcon. What up, mother? For that girl, whoever called private, don't matter what position she played, because clearly you play wide receiver. Learn your T cells before you start talking about people, right? And whoever talked about my mother's shoe size,
oh,
it's your father's shoe size.
Is
it
that
he's
playing this day?
Okay, it's your father's shoe size.
And he's playing. That's not going to read how they're my body.
You are not
going to
read
my
mother.
Okay, thank you, IR. We have one more caller. It's our final caller from the evening, that is. And it's a private caller. You're live on the air on the recap chat.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
Why does Nicole sound like the Lady Debbie from the cigarette commercials?
The same reason why you sound like Mommy Dearest, bitch, from
shut
the movie.
Shut your hard masculine voice, Anthem. Your voice is deeper than mine. Your voice is deeper than mine. Your voice is deeper than mine. You wear SI-17 shoes.
And I'm hammer than your father. Bring them, bitches. I bet you bring it. Your father got a nasty full-grown beard, and your mother got biceps. Bring them, bitches. I'm sure. I dare you. My voice can be hard. My may be a 12, but I'm softer than all you bitches, and I can prove it. Bring it, God. You should put my shoulders in the Hall of Fame, freaks. Bitch, you ain't never seen a man with shoulders like this. You better sit the fuck down.
Nicole,
why are your kids up here defending
She sound like a bag of coffee beans. Miss Saint, we're not doing no more private callers, Kelly.
Miss Saint,
no more, please.
Miss Saint,
no
I love you, Miss Saint. No, Miss Saint, we done, Miss Saint. I love everybody, Miss Saint. I want to thank Nicole. I want to thank Tyreek. I want to thank the icon, Tony Revlon. I want to thank my sister, Miss Sullivan, for definitely calling in here tonight, Miss Day. All you girls is on the phone line, Miss Day, and all you private callers, Miss Day, because I got like 6 private callers, just press 1, Miss Day. It's only 30 seconds into the show, Miss Day. We'll be back here live on the air tomorrow. It's Classic Tuesdays, Miss Day. And we'll be back here on the air, Classic Tuesday, but it's a classic What the Fuck Tuesday, Miss Day. So all you girls that's on the phone line, What the Fuck Tuesdays is back in my lineup, and it's live tomorrow on the air. What the fuck? And I'm the legendary Royal East Coast mother of the Asim Israhi. I love you all for loving me, Miss Day. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you go into and you pick somebody up in, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own. Good night, and see you back here tomorrow night for classic What the Fuck Tuesdays. Bye-bye.
If you can.